Good morning, and again, welcome to Citizens March 10th, 2020 Actuarial and Underwriting Committee Teleconference. This meeting is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register and is recorded with transcribed minutes available at our website. Please do not place this call on hold. Press star 6 to pound 6 to unmute your line. Roll call for quorum. Chairman Wortman?
Here.
Governor Reynolds?
Here.
Governor Castrol?
Here.
Fred Strauss?
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you, and we'll call the meeting to order. And the first item on the agenda is the approval of the prior meeting minutes. Anybody have any issues or questions? So we'll entertain a motion.
This is Fred Strauss. I would make that motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Okay.
We have a motion, and we have a second. Any disagreements, any questions or thoughts? Hearing nothing, minutes of the prior meeting are approved. The next item on the agenda is an action item that I'll turn it over to Steve to present.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Can everyone hear me all right?
Yes.
Yep.
Great. This action item is for digital signature services for contracts, agreements, and documents. This is an enterprise item in that several business units take advantage of the digital signature services that are offered through DocuSign. But because underwriting and agency services is such a heavy user of this technology, we felt it best to bring it forward here at the Actuarial and Underwriting Committee to seek the ultimate approval. So if I may, I'll just go through the action item briefly, give you a little background about the item, and then I'll move forward to the recommendation. The item is indeed budgeted. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. The item is indeed budgeted. Funding was included in the 2020 annual operating budget and annually each year for the prior contract year. This action item does request a total of $26,487.40 and will result in a total spend of $181,908.53 for digital signature services over a five-year period since 2016. So we just want to bring some awareness to what the past spend has been and what we're budgeting for the upcoming year. We started receiving digital signature services from DocuSign in 2016. We've continued to purchase these services through one-year purchase orders to third-party resellers under the GSA Schedule 70 contract, with the majority of the purchases through Carahsoft Technologies. What we're seeking today is a one-year term of service that would run from April 27th of 2020 through April 26th of 2021, and this would allow our services to be continuous from when we began in 2016 through April 26th, 2021. The scope here, the action item is requesting approval for an additional one-year term of digital signature services from DocuSign ending April 26th, 2021. We will be seeking, with your support, board approval due to Citizens' cumulative spend on these services through a series of purchase orders that began in 2016. The requested one-year term will result in a total expenditure, as I stated, of $181,908.53. These digital signature services, as I stated, are being utilized throughout the organization, and they provide a secure electronic signature process that allows for signature through a computer, online, or a mobile device instead of requiring a wet signature. Some departments that use this, as you can imagine, the vendor management office, legal services, as well as underwriting and agency services. We specifically use this to make sure that all of our agency agreements and contracts can be signed electronically. As you know, we have roughly 7,000 agents across roughly 5,000 locations. So it's important for us to be able to secure their agreement signatures electronically instead of going back and forth with costly paper and mailing, et cetera. So this allows us an efficient way to be able to secure signatures, and similarly, it's used by other business units as well for signatures that they need to secure. The procurement method, as I stated, one-year term that was procured utilizing the GSA Schedule 70 contract. All of the above reference purchase orders have been procured utilizing contracts under the GSA Schedule 70 information technology equipment, software, and services as approved by the State of Florida Department of Management Services. So at this time, Mr. Chairman, if there are no questions, I'd be more than happy to move forward to the recommendation.
Any questions? If not, go ahead, Steve, do the recommendation.
All right. Thank you, sir. Staff recommends that the Citizens Actuarial and Underwriting Committee approve and recommend the Citizens Board of Governors to A, approve an additional one-year term of services with DocuSign beginning on April 27, 2020 for an amount of $26,487.40 as set forth in this action item, and B, authorize staff to take any appropriate or necessary actions consistent with this action item.
Any questions or issues, or do I hear a motion to approve?
No. Chair, this is Fred. I'll make the motion to approve the recommendation as presented.
Mr. Chair, this is Reynolds Henderson. I second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Say nay. Motion carries. And if I read this right, you know, the five-year cost was $182,000, and this one-year cost is $26,000. So that looks like the cost is competitive. So with that,
absolutely,
Steve, well,
sir. No issues there from pricing.
Yep. With that passed, let's go to the next item on the agenda, item three.
All right. Wonderful. The next item is a consent item we want to bring forward. We were approached by one of our main call center vendors about a pricing amendment. And so with that, we have taken this approach to come forward to amend the contract from a temporary basis as we look to investigate our other contracted vendors to see where we can secure the best pricing possible for these services through Citizens. So that's a little bit of the background. I'm more than happy to take us through the actual consent item and provide some more background, if that's all right with you, Mr. Chairman.
Let's proceed.
Thank you. This item is indeed budgeted, and funding was included in the 2020 annual operating budget. The contract, the temporary increase that is being sought at this time is in pricing, and it's requested under this consent item and not expected to increase the original contract amount that was approved by the board for a total of seven vendors in the amount of $47,850,803. This consent item will result in additional costs of approximately $150,000 over the next 3 months, but that will be absorbed with the original contract amount, and we do not see ourselves going anywhere near the overall spend that was previously approved. Just a little history on this item specifically. The contract itself was approved by the board on December 13, 2017, and we entered into Y&Y Holdings LLC, also known as Agility Marketing, on January 31st, 2018. This vendor was awarded as the vendor for first notice of loss as well as claim inquiry calls. They do work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year to provide support for us on those lines, and as the first ranked contingent vendor for tier one calls as well. The vendor was also awarded a contract to serve on a panel of vendors for catastrophe response and outbound calls to the extent those services become needed. This consent item only seeks to amend pricing related to the first notice of loss claim inquiry as well as tier one call categories. So we're only going to see an increase in those categories specifically. That's what's being requested. On February 11th, 2020, the vendor advised us that they could no longer provide the services at the contracted prices due to unforeseen increases in labor costs that were beyond their reasonable control. The vendor offered to continue services at the current contracted rates through March 31st, 2020, but starting April 1st, 2020, the vendor advised that the rates would need to increase to the level set forth in this consent item. So due to YY Holdings' unwillingness to continue providing services at the contracted price, we do intend to pursue the most favorable pricing for these services through our other vendors who received the contract award under this invitation to negotiate, number 17-0013. The contract award under this ITN provides for primary and contingent vendors in a ranked order, as the handling of first notice of loss, claim inquiry, and tier one support calls is critical to our citizens' business and being able to provide support to meet the needs of our policyholders should a loss occur. Citizen staff has begun working on transition plans to identify the contingent vendors who could potentially provide optimal pricing to us, and then we would enact a plan to move services from the current vendor to another vendor, assuming the pricing is more beneficial. So because we were just faced with this and because the primary calls are going to this vendor, our approach is to seek a temporary adjustment so there's no interruption in service for these priority calls that Citizens currently offers and handles. And what we'd like to do in the meantime is investigate our other vendors, confirm their pricing as well, and potentially move, transition the work from the current vendor to another vendor, assuming the pricing is more advantageous and provides the best value for citizens in performing that transition. So what we're asking for today is the time to do that investigation appropriately. And in the meantime, we would seek a temporary increase in the categories as presented by Agility Y&Y and then move forward. The contract term is a five-year base term through January 30th, 2023, with an available renewal option of an additional three-year renewal term and then a final two-year renewal term. Purpose and scope, I'll get into the details here. The consent item does seek approval from the board for an amendment to allow for a temporary pricing adjustment in the contract with Y&Y Holdings, Agility Marketing. The price adjustment will allow citizens the time necessary to transition the services to a new vendor at more favorable pricing, assuming that that exists. The temporary price adjustments are as follows. For the Tier 1 calls, as I stated, the current price per call is roughly $3.95 to $4.17. That range depends on the monthly volume of calls that's given to the vendor. And they're proposing an increase to a flat price of $8.40. On the first notice of loss claim inquiry, their current pricing is anywhere from $5.21 per call to $5.50 per call. Again, sliding scale depending on the range of calls that we provide them that month, and they are seeking an increase of $9.40. And as you can see, these price increases are significant, which is why we want to take the approach of a temporary increase only to ensure continuity of service as we work with our other vendors to guarantee and secure their current pricing and then pull forth a plan to transition any calls appropriately should that be the best option for citizens. As I stated, the term for temporary price adjustments would be April 1, 2020 to June 30th, 2020. The impact of the price adjustments is estimated not to exceed $150,000 over the three-month period. The impact, of course, could vary depending on actual call volumes, the occurrence of a CAT event, and the speed in which we are able to transition services to another contingent vendor if that is necessary. The panel for Tier 1 call vendors does include four other vendors. The panel for first notice of loss claim inquiry call vendors also includes four other vendors. Citizen staff will work with vendor management and purchasing to determine which vendors are best suited to provide the services. So, again, we would seek this temporary adjustment in pricing as we do our due diligence to secure the best pricing for these services and then put forth a transition plan if that is the most appropriate thing to do. So the procurement method, as I stated, the contract was originally procured pursuant to an invitation to negotiate, number 17-0013. It resulted in the award of primary contracts to the top-ranked vendors and included the right for citizens to pursue additional contracts with contingent vendors in a ranked order in the event additional vendors are needed due to volume, performance, or it is otherwise in citizens' best interest. Y&Y Holdings is the primary awarded vendor at this time for first notice of loss and claim inquiry calls and the first-ranked contingent vendor for Tier 1 calls. McNeil Group currently is the primary awarded vendor for Tier 1 calls. So our recommendation at this time, sir, if there are no questions, I'll pause to see if there are any, and then I'll be happy to move forward if you like.
Any questions of Steve?
This is Fred. I do have one question. The
sure.
proposed price per call, that will affect only the Y&Y holdings, correct?
That is correct. This would only be the pricing that we would incur if we sent calls to Y&Y. And as I stated, we do plan to continue to send calls to them for roughly 3 months because of a continuity situation. We want to make sure we can continue our operations as stated, but we would work swiftly to secure our pricing with our other vendors. And if it is more advantageous, we would start transitioning the calls from Y&Y to the best value from our other list of vendors.
Thank you.
And
you're very
questions.
Welcome.
Steve, I had just a couple questions. I guess the
sure.
the contract that we signed with them allows them to ask for a price increase midterm in the contract?
Well, the contract does allow for a 2% inflation increase that we build in on a yearly basis. And if they do come to us asking for a price amendment, it does allow us to amend. So at this point, Governor Warman, you know, I've asked these similar questions. If they did not receive this price adjustment at that point, what I would predict is they may be in breach if they didn't perform at this level or at that cost that was contracted, or they would turn off their lines, for instance, which could turn into a performance issue for us. And then, you know, in either of those situations, it would absolutely hurt our customer base and the service that we provide. So we did feel it was advantageous to at least bring forward this temporary pricing to ensure continuity of service and operation and not encounter any of those potential problems that could occur should the vendor refuse to continue operations at the current contracted amount.
Okay. Number two, have we thought about building this inside?
Oh, we've done this, sir, previously. We do handle first notice of lost calls, but remember, we need these contracts in place, A, because we aren't a 24/7 operation, so that would be a change to the citizens' business, because for the most part, these calls are our claims first notice of lost calls, which requires 24/7, 365, and the current operation is not that at Citizens. So we do have the ability to handle these calls internally during regular business hours. But as you know, there's a major need for us to be able to scale and take sometimes, you know, up to 40,000 calls a day, depending on the size of Citizens and the size of the CAT event. So it is in our best interest to have these call center partners in place so that if we do need to ramp up, we have terms in our contracts that requires them to ramp up within 72 hours to be able to take a volume of calls that it just would not make sense for Citizens to staff to on a normal basis.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Any other questions of Steve? If not, why don't you go to the recommendation?
I'll be happy to. Staff recommends that the Citizens Actuarial and Underwriting Committee approve and recommend the Citizens Board of Governors approve a contract amendment for the period of April 1, 2020 to June 30, 2020 for temporary pricing adjustments described above for Y&Y Holdings, LLC, Agility Marketing, not to exceed $150,000. As further set forth in this consent item, and authorize staff to take any appropriate or necessary actions consistent with this consent item.
Okay, any questions, or do I hear a motion to approve the recommendation?
Mr. Chair, this is Fred. I'll make the motion to approve the recommendation as presented.
Thank you, Fred. Is there a second?
Reynolds Henderson, second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. All right, Steve, you got it. It motion carries.
Thank you very much, sir. We really appreciate your support. And at this time, those were the two items that I had, sir, and I believe we turn it back over to you on the agenda for new business.
Okay, is there any new business to come before the committee? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Reynolds Henderson.
Fred, so moved.
Okay. Good. Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Okay, meeting is adjourned. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, everybody, for your attendance, and we'll stay in touch.
Thank you all.
You're very welcome. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Cube.